Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? Well, what my life is reflecting is the blessing of you being right here and saying yes to this extraordinary moment in our co-creative history, to saying yes to being aware, to being yes to the ego release and saying, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And so tonight, a very special Soul Mirrors episode, because the door is open. And with that door being open, everything, literally everything is happening, including these advanced ascension symptoms are getting so big so fast that before Sri and I even release part two of our video for this year, we are going to be talking about them tonight, because this week they're starting to show, and there's lots of reasons for that. So I want you to really breathe that one in, that in the energy of this week, and I hope you've been with us Sunday, last night, Monday at Monday Magic. Wow, bow before all of you. What a community. Thank you. And here tonight on Soul Mirrors, we are in this rich moment of divine receive, receive, receive. And this has a lot of expansionary energy around it. So I'm going to dive into that in just one moment, but I want to remind you that we are broadcasting at so many beautiful places. So I want to give a mwah. I love you all over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. Also the Oneness Talk radio channel. Thank you all for being there. I know there's a lot of robust chat going on. I hope that y'all are enjoying each other. Thank you for supporting this community. And over at onenesstalkradio.com just as well. Thank you. We love you. We are so grateful. And of course, right at bbsradio.com, where we are produced by our beloved Don. And remember, if you want to get into the phone queue over there, it is our 800 line, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And all you need to do is get into the phone lines there. Now, tonight, a very special night. So I'm saying this as you're calling into the phone lines, because it's going to be first come, first serve. We're going to do our best to get as many people on the air as we can tonight. But my beloved husband, Sri Ramka, bar none, the gold standard of the most advanced Avesa medical intuitive on the planet. We are blessed he is still here to serve us. Is of course the guest that I had to have because of what's happening with these ascension symptoms. So Sri and I are really going to be coming at this from all the different angles and how it's affecting all of our consciousness. So when you call 888-627-6008, let Don know if you have a comment or a question about ascension symptoms, because that will be a big part of the show tonight. Similarly, over at Oneness Talk Radio, you can call us at 517-208-1500. And again, at Oneness Talk Radio, if you have some questions, comments, requests around ascension symptoms, you'll want to raise your hand. And the way that you do that within that call box is to just press *5 on your phone, and that will raise your hand. And of course, to all the affiliates out there carrying our show, including iHeart, thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors. We are the collective soul mirror, are we not? And so let's all take in that really beautiful deep breath and just really come in to our ascended heart. Because the ascended heart is at a moment where New Year's Eve this year, when we were so blessed here at Tosa Blue Mountain to have this incredible group with us, we celebrated the opening of the year of the ascended heart. We did not know what it was going to look like. We did not know how it was going to happen. We just knew that that was the energy, that 2020 is the year of perfect balance. And when you connect with the divine galactic blueprint to lift into the fifth dimension, seventh, and beyond, all the way out to the 33rd, it all begins with one thing. It is the science of the yoga of self-ascension that is all about anchoring an ascended heart. Because when we anchor our ascended heart, two things happen at once. We simultaneously ignite the 12 torches of our divine galactic blueprint, and all of those torches are lit right now. So we ignite that, but we also simultaneously, through the anchoring of our ascended heart, send a signal of peace, of love, of joy, of mercy, of compassion into our physical body that says, we've got this, enjoy yourself. It's a moment of divine empowerment. And this is really important to breathe into in this moment, because all of the experiences of the all of separation have come forward this week in every way. Everything that you're seeing this week is going to be a seed in what's happening in August. And you know, every Tuesday we do a reveal. Tonight's reveal is you guys are going to get to see August 1st. We're going to give you a real sneak peek of what's coming, because it will help you understand the right now. And so as we are moving into an August that is going to be really a moment of celebratory unification in so many different ways, that to do that requires all of us right now to get very clear on the yes into the who that we are. And so I want you to breathe that in. And I know that that was a very diversionary way to get here. And hopefully I have your attention, because we are in a moment right now where everything, and I mean literally everything, is doing its best to gain control of your consciousness. It is the moment where even the greatest master will question themselves. And remember, every great master will always continue questioning themselves. But there is a doubt, there is a difference, a vast difference between the question and the inquiry and the doubt. And this is what's happening right now. And I'm witnessing this among many people that are very much in their expansionary moments. And yet the question is being hijacked by doubt. Thereby, the body, that ascended heart, right? The science of the yoga of self-ascension simultaneously stabilizes the body while igniting the divine galactic blueprint. That ascended heart right now is radiating a unified field of energy. And in order to keep it open, it means that the physical body needs to feel safe. And remember that the ego that navigates this world with us, that amazing energy that gets to come with this protoplasmic experience, the ego is freaking out. So you need to really give yourself a little mercy. In the week of Archangel Zadkiel, I mean, you've just got to love all the serendipitous things this week, right? So this is the week of Archangel Zadkiel. Why is it the week of Archangel Zadkiel? Because this week is culminating in a very unique way worldwide. But this Friday, it will be Eid el-Adha, and forgive me for probably mispronouncing that. Why is that so important? Because it is a day of honoring the sacrifice. And when we honor the sacrifice, what we're saying is we are now free to be, because we honor that which has brought us to where we are. And in the celebration of Abraham not sacrificing his only son. So remember that it was Archangel Zadkiel credited with holding back the hand of Abraham, our beloved gatekeeper, Archangel Zadkiel, the one who has been with Sri and I since the very, very beginning. And so this is Zadkiel's week. And so how beautiful that in the rise of the energy of Zadkiel, in the rise of the, we've got you, no matter what you're getting ready to do, we've got you, pay attention. And that is why simultaneously in this profound week, which remember is the culminating week of July, the veil has been lifted, all veils have been lifted. And then on Sunday, just 2 days ago, the door opened. And we're at the moment right now where you notice there is no more door. If you saw the graphic on Sunday's show, I still had the door in the graphic. Now what I'm showing you is that not only is the door gone, but do you see the difference? Here we are on this side of the door. Do you see how it's kind of smoky and you can see everything, but it's not as sharp. And it's, you know, very much like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, only not quite black and white, but you know, I see it, but it's not as luminescent. But the minute you say yes, what happens? Just notice that. Notice that. It's that eternal embrace. And so because Mercury, we came out of that final post-retrograde phase on Sunday. And let me go ahead. I want to share with you right now the July calendar. I don't seem to have it, so I'm not going to be able to share it with you. Okay, so let me show you August. Let's go to it. You ready? All right, guys, here it is. Those of you that have the up-level calendar, you have already seen that. And so if you look at August, this is what's coming. And it's going to be another profound shift month. But I want you to look at August 2nd. Look right above there. That was this Sunday. And that's why this graphic works just as well. So we are currently at the Tuesday night where you see the door is like being removed, and beyond the door, you see the, all the clarity and everything becomes more solid. What you're seeing here is looking at it from the other side, from being anchored into that dimension, to be of being anchored and seeing it from that seventh dimensional space. And that's going to be August versus right now where you're walking into it. Right? You see that? This is the outside going in. And so this is important to recognize that you have been spending the past 60 days, essentially learning how to live in the fifth dimension. And for those of you that have been with us at Monday Magic, you've literally been learning how to live in the fifth dimension. This week, everything that can will do its best to pull you from that. And I just need you to breathe that in, because when we are aware, when we are awake, when we are in a culminating moment, which we are right now, remember, we are in a culminating month of experience. July was all about experience. And what's August going to be? Choice. So in that moment, and let me go ahead and put up that cycle of ascending consciousness for you. In that moment that we are in right now, if you are able to really live in the fifth dimension, if you are able to relax into the truth of who you are, if you are able to say yes to you right now, the first thing that's going to react is your body. It will absolutely respond according to the level of sacred union you have called in through the cycle of your ascended consciousness. And this is what I wanted to share with you. If you're gazing at this graphic, you'll notice that it has the beautiful dragonfly coming up out of an infinite spiral. If you look closely, there's an infinite spiral of creation. That's actually a creation energy that you're seeing behind there. And what's happened is that in this year of the dragonfly, in this year of perfect balance, the awareness experience choice is being pulled up with that. What does that mean? It means that the cycles are happening faster. It means that you're going to be invited to lift, 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 and that can feel intense. It also can be great fodder for the energies that would seek to keep you here. And the first energy is the body. Until we free ourselves by loving ourselves enough, wrapping enough compassion, forgiveness, and love around ourselves, that we lift up into that fifth dimensional state where compassion is, and we are able to literally be the witnesser of our third dimensional self. That opportunity right now will gain you entrance into not only the fifth dimension, but the seventh. That's what the arrival was all about on the 22nd. And so I want to share one more thing with you this evening about that. And this is the ascended numerology that I prepared for that evening. And of course, ascended numerology is the original system of numerology. It is based upon the 13. And it's very, very profound. And, you know, many, many, many eons ago, when a birth happened, the mystical magi would appear and create the sacred scrolls to those who would be birthing this being. And so what's become evident to Sri and I is that we need to be preparing the ascended numerological forecast for every month. And so this week, this Saturday at the Mastery Mentorship Gathering, we will reveal the August. You guys will get to see it first, and then we will be also revealing it on our show on Sunday. If you look at this, this is the numerology specifically for the moment of the arrival. This was that moment where Neowise came in, where everything ignited. It was a profound illumination in the middle of a new moon. And what happened was that if you look at the numerology, first and foremost, in the system of ascended numerology, just the month alone, July, is an 11. Now, if you look at the chart, because ascended numerology charts, when you look at the 11, you'll see that that, of course, is a very powerful number, but I want you to look at the effect on the physical, because this is why the ascension symptoms are escalating rapidly, and this is why it's going to be this moment, and it's especially this week of awareness, experience, choice, awareness, experience, choice. It's like you're going to be warming up, and then bingo, August is here. August is an anomaly. And it's like you're going to wake up Saturday morning and everything's different. And it's not going to look the same again until September 1. It's just going to be this wow experience in every level. So if you look at July, the experience that we have collectively been having, preparing us all for the choice energy of August, it's been all about the divine energy. Look at that, the form there you see in the top right. The 11, when you have an 11, it charts on the body as the left side of the exploded crown chakra, which is all about the divine energy. So July is actually coming into all of us from outside. It is, we are under the blessed experience right now of having direct contact outside, and everything has been manifesting around that. Then here's what's fascinating. If you look at the incredible 22, this was the moment of the arrival. This is the energy that has been not only building all month, but now has impacted, right, during that arrival, and thereby is really coming alive. Well, if you notice, the 7 on the body charts at the 6th chakra. It's about that profound feminine left side, divine feminine energy. It's like all of the feminine angels, all of the angels, because all angels carry all experiences, right? So all archangels, all of them, all gods, goddesses, priests, priestesses have all come together to radiate the profound experience of divine energy as the divine feminine. And that's how that has been coming in. That has been pouring in during this whole month. And then it hit the brain July 22nd. Think about that impact. Think about that. That, and the brain very much carrying a masculine energy, very much more linear of this world, carries the ego, holds the third eye, plus our star consciousness. There's so much symbology going on here. I could take up a whole show on it. And so as we have this divine energy of July hitting our vision, hitting our upper 7 energy on the body, then look at the arrow. Where does it go? Straight down to the root. And here's what's so profound about that. Not only is 2020 the year, the 4, and the 4, when it charts on the body in ascended numerology, is the root chakra, the one at the base of the spine. But 2020 is a 4 plus double infinite. So when you see those two spirals, the two circles around the body, and you see the red circle, all year long, that's happening. Every single being all year long is receiving this flood of divine feminine energy and is also having the experience of the root chakra being able to stabilize in multiple dimensions. That's the entire month that you're staring at right there, because the July is the 11, but the beingness with the double circle is the entire year. Do you know how rare that is? This entire year has been saying, okay, this is going to be that year where here it is. It's as clear as you can see it. But then here's what was so amazing about the arrival, my loves. July 22, 2020 is the 22 archangelic realm as the 4 perfect balance again. And so what happened on the arrival was that pyramid. That was the pyramid that said, okay, we're going to offer you safe passage. We're going to help you feel safe doing this, because anything that's held in the root chakra of our spine is all about safety. And so this is why the ascension symptoms are heating up. This is why things are getting crazy right now, I think would be the only way I could say that. They're just getting intense and crazy. And the key is to remember that, and forgive me guys, I forgot to start the conference for the call board at Oneness Talk Radio, forgive me. So 517-208-1500 is now fully open, and forgive me, and thank you for your patience. All right, so this is again why the ascension symptoms are coming in, and they're advanced. And the reason we're using the word advanced is because with this open door, and it's wide open, so with this wide open door, what's happening is that every being right now is going to be called out. Meaning you can't bluff your way through this moment. You can't talk your way through this moment. You can't bullshit your way through this moment. You can't hope and pray your way through this moment. This moment is going to be defined by your being. That will define the moment ahead. And I'm not just talking about this week. I'm talking about August. The greater the being in August, the greater the roar, the greater the empowerment, the greater the extraordinary creative manifestation. It's all about the law of instantaneous manifestation. And there's also the opposite. And so this is a moment of true choice, is it not? And August is putting in front of us, you're going to have to live the choice for 30 days. And isn't that phenomenal that if you're really clear, and you're really ready, then August is going to give you 30 days of incredible, incredible growth and exploration and beauty. And your presence, your being will affect the consciousness of all. That war for the consciousness will not win when it comes to you. And for each of the one of us that comes together and says, I am in August, we offset 100,000 others. So why not say, okay, I am a spiritual champion? Because after all, that is what the arrival was about, the ignition of the spiritual champion. We are still in the energy of this beautiful chalice, but notice how it's starting to dissolve. It's starting to find its freedom and dissolve into the creative expression. That's because this is going to transform on 8-8, the Lion's Gate. So give yourself that champion energy. Give yourself the gift of being. The more that you champion the truth of you, your body will love you and respond in ways. Miracle healing. Right here, you're staring at one, guys. You know, I'm getting ready. I'm coming up on August for Sri and I personally. For me, would be the 1-year anniversary of when I was told to get all my affairs in order and I wouldn't make it till Christmas. And so we know the power of this healing energy. And what it is the power of just remembering who you are, of just saying yes to you, of saying, you know what? We don't get older. We just get better. We don't age. We give ourselves the gift of acquiring wisdom. We are all wisdom keepers. Every single being is a wisdom keeper. You cannot not be a wisdom keeper. And so wisdom keeper, arrive, be able to listen. Love, hold that space for enlightenment, because remember, that is what the yoga of self-ascension is about, to be able to achieve the state where you are able to listen, love, and hold the space of enlightenment for others. We are at a moment in our collective shared experience of this. We are at a moment where we have been able to break through to a level of consciousness while still carrying a body that has not been possible before. Wow. Are you a master to be alive right now or what? And that's another reason why this beautiful body, your beautiful temple that has loved you so much, that has done so much with you, oh my gosh, right? It loves you so much that it's saying, hey, help me help you. So here's what I'm afraid of. And that's what ascension symptoms ultimately become. Is an opportunity for you to rise through the fear. And so I want to introduce my amazing husband, who is sitting in the wings, busily typing, I'm hoping in a chat, but most likely something else. And I'm going to invite him to join us right now. There he is, looking as gorgeous as ever. It is wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Ka. Namaste, angel. My Hello. Champion, my amazing champion. He is my champion. He's my knight in shining armor in every way. Yes, yes.
Thank you. I have been listening and enjoying everything that you're sharing. And, you know, I just want to say that it gets awfully profound when we begin to look deeply. There seems to me there's two ways to approach the path of enlightenment. One is let go of everything, everything, and be. The other is explore, attend, and be conscious of everything, and be.
And you can still let go, because even that shifts.
Yes.
That's the blessing, is that when we say yes to the ever-refining spiral of our divine consciousness, when we know without doubt that we are eternal, or as Archangel Zadkiel said last night during Monday Magic, this is immutable, right? It's immutable. And so knowing that, does it not free us to really celebrate the blessing of this, of this collective opportunity of knowing that we chose to be here? You know, in ascended numerology, I'm just going to defer to that. There is the sacred sequence, and the sacred sequence determines your diamond foundation, which is your soul's literal code. And it's done in that eternal universal numerological sequence based upon the original sequencing. And what's so extraordinary is that your essential master soul code has never changed. How you choose to experience it is the blessing of each of these divine experiences that we are having together, is the blessing of all of the experiences we are having right now. And so when we say yes to who we are in this moment, when we remember who we are in this moment, when our consciousness does become something that is a, because remember, it's a choice. Holding your consciousness is a choice. So when you choose that, it's also about walking through the final barriers of fear. And that's what's showing up this week. And that's what's going on with all of these wild, pain-filled ascension symptoms. And Sri, thank you for being here. I've sung your praises so much.
Oh, you're too kind.
You know, I should send, you guys should read the book. I kid you not. It makes me cry, the emails he gets from people after you have offered them sessions. And so it just really touches my heart. And I just wanted everyone to know how blessed we are.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know, one of the things that kind of went through my mind is Kira said, hey, let's explore the advanced ascension symptoms, ascension energy experiences is what we call them.
Right. AAEs.
it's important to recognize that you are a conscious participant.
Yep.
These quote unquote symptoms are actually invitations to uplift your consciousness rather than confirmation that you are very special. Because some people, when they say, oh no, I have all these symptoms, I'm very ascended. Well, that you can check out that way of being for a while. But the fact of the matter is the ascension symptoms are there as feedback that your soul and your body are engaged in a dialogue that's below your conversational consciousness.
And is designed to entrap you. You know, I want to say that remember that the body is the ego, right?
Absolutely.
So it's going to use any means, fair or unfair, to grab your attention.
So it's really important. And the reason I'm leading with this is that the biggest pitfall I have observed in the outer world of well-intended teachers is there's a lot of spiritualized ego at work. Now, spiritualized ego is okay.
And it's a great start. Everybody moves through it.
Because the ego is needed to keep the body safe.
Absolutely.
The ego is that navigator that says, the stove is hot, the traffic, I don't walk out and I don't play on the freeway, and right. and those kinds of things, and more subtle expressions of that. However, when we move along our path of awakening, we begin to recognize fully that the ego is, in fact, an obstacle to the union and the reunion of oneness. Because the ego is grounded in separation.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, you have this wonderful filter, this wonderful lens of being in the world called the ego state, your personality, that was designed to help you grow and build your self-esteem and be special and succeed in the world of density. Now, when we begin to lift, we're moving out of density, and the ego has less and less importance in that intentional experience. And so the ego says, wait a minute, I used to be top dog and now you got me in the back seat of the car.
I'm not happy.
it's important to recognize that the ego needs to be loved.
Yes, yes,
appreciated, yes. Appreciated and managed. And so with that in mind, we come back to the ascension symptoms.
We do. And, you know, I just want to remind everyone of our two phone numbers because I messed up the call boards. It was my fault. So, again, Sri and I are going to begin taking phone calls shortly here and asking, you know, hey, talk to us. What's happening with you? And we have a few more things to share. But before we go there, you can call over to BBS Radio at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Make sure you ask Dawn or let Dawn know if you have some ascension system symptom commentary or questions. And we're at Oneness Talk Radio. It's a 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. And again, you want to press *5 specifically if you have a question regarding the ascension symptoms. And Sri, I wanted to spend another moment discussing not only the fact that we have this ascension energy, you know, ascension symptom energy coming
right,
in,
right.
But that the intensity of this is because for the first time, many of you are really having to face yourself. Because as I mentioned earlier, this is that moment where you're not going to be able to fake your way through this. It's going to be your being and your, and you know, what's so beautiful is I don't have my usual screens up, or I would put it up for you, but your being defines your doing, right? Being defines your doing, not doing defines being. So just flip it the other way. When you are who you are sincerely are, when you know the truth of who you are, like Sri and I know the truth of who we are. We that was the blessing of when we first came together, was that we got to know the truth of who we were and kind of slog through what it's like to be a pioneer of that. But in that, that defines what we do. Everything that you see, that you witness, that Sri and I call forward, everything that we do is because of our being. Imagine what you can do if you are just able to give yourself the gift of being. When your mind is freed in a moment where we have that divine feminine coming right into the brain, shooting right down to the root. But imagine that. Give yourself that gift.
Yeah.
Did you want to add anything to that, Sri?
Oh, no, I have 100,000 thoughts going on.
He always does, at least.
But I think the thing I want to stress here is that when we start having bodily calls, mm-hmm. you could call them ascension symptoms, but the body is calling
when it's getting your attention. Yeah.
When the body calls your attention, you have an opportunity to connect with the body more intimately, to be present to the quote unquote symptom, and to up level or be informed,
right?
Or choose to push it away.
And you can breathe through anything. You can, let me just put it this way, because I love where you're going. And I was hearing a lot of you guys out there. So forgive me. I was hearing you. Sri and I know what it's like to live with horrible pain. I can't tell you how many times I saw a doctor that told me I had either chronic fatigue or what's the other one, fibromyalgia, that there was nothing they could do for me. Then they were telling me I had lupus. Then they're telling me I have cancer again. I mean, I have stopped seeing doctors because the gift that all of that gave me was that this is when I took charge of my own. This is when I said, you know what, if that's what my future is going to look like, then I'd rather take what limited time I supposedly have and give myself the gift of being. And so when we give ourselves the gift of being, that's when the miracles happen. That's when the law of instantaneous manifestation comes forward. That's when the connections come together. That's when all the puzzle pieces start fitting. That's when the aha moments come. But that's not the all or the end all. As Ankyl always says, you will have to re-up constantly.
Yes.
This is a re-up week. And the reason it's a re-up week is because come this Saturday, August 1, everything's roaring. Everything's roaring. And so this is your week right now. It's just phenomenal.
Well, and I trust that many of you, and you could certainly put a little phrase in the chat if you go, yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Many of you are experiencing a lot of body reactions, responses,
exactly.
Ascension symptoms.
Yep.
And so a couple of points here.
Please.
One of them is that, as Kira has correctly shared with you, we are at a moment where this energy has come forward.
Yeah.
In a grand way, and it's entering into the crown area.
Right.
So that 11 energy of the numerology is on the left side of the body. Well, guess what? The left side is the receiving side. The left side, remember, you've got two hemispheres going on in the brain.
Yep.
The left side represents the feminine, the receiving, and therefore it corresponds to your future, what is about to come into present time.
Yeah.
You know, there's only now and what is almost now.
Right. And so what's happening right now, again, is that that's coming right into that third eye area. It's coming right into this area here where it's got this profound, the entire month of July, and you're in your last hurrah of that. And the gift is that the experience of the divine feminine. And I would be remiss, Sri, if I didn't say that, you know, Sri and I are both champions of the divine feminine. We are champions of your empowerment. And with all our heart and soul, if ever there was a month to do something really strong for you and humanity, please join us in August for the WWA Global Community. We roar on 8/8, the Lion's Gate, and we will be together every Saturday in August. Go to wwaglobal.com and get there.
wwaglobal.com.
And we've extended the discounts through this Friday. Get in that community. The minute you register, not only do you get all these amazing gifts to get you going immediately, you get access to our private forum. And the private forum is really growing right now. And you get, and this is all instant access where the community is coming together and people are supporting each other. And I'm loving that we are crossing all lines of gender. And that was really our intention, that this was meant to be very much about an energy of the divine feminine that transcended all genders. And so thank you, beloved community. Thank you for standing up and saying, I'm going to do more than talk about this. I'm going to embody this gift for us all.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a spiritual champion. And we are looking forward to championing with you really soon in this energy, right? Is that amazing? Wow.
Yeah. So this time right now, a lot of people are being affected in the upper chakras. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. One is the energy of the time. And the other is we are lifting. When we lift, the process of self-ascension is actually climbing the temple steps, moving up the chakras. And more importantly, once the lower three chakras are at peace, this doesn't mean you're perfect. This means I'm non-reactive. I'm at peace. So the issues of the safety and the belonging issues of the traditional first chakra, the issues of intimacy and having a vision for yourself is the second chakra. And the third chakra is all about trust and the ability to be comfortable with your own power as a spiritual being. So when those are no longer challenging or disempowered, the heart just expands. And we begin to lift into multidimensional space. Guess what? That's accessed through these chakras and above.
Ascended heart chakra, the four, right? The four, the infinite presence. I mean, wow.
So all of this energy coming into the sixth chakra is opening, expanding the crown. Imagine yourself in a deep sea diving bubble. You know, you've got this wonderful protective energy, actually, because when we lift, we're going through the astral, we're going through the fear dimension, we're going into the fifth dimensional energy, which is a resting place of clarity. But we've got to get through the buffer zones of this cast off energy of mass consciousness. Density is constantly sloughing off fear, anger, terror.
And we'll do anything to grab your attention. And I want to share, because you're so right on it with Sri. If you have not been to SriAndKira.com and read the six steps to navigate this energy, please, with all our heart and soul, do it, because what Sri's talking about is really what's happening this week as well. I'm watching people dive in and dive out of doubt, dive in and dive out of questioning themselves rather than are doubting themselves, really, rather than questioning. And this is all part of this.
Well, and so that gives you a little overview. So yeah. we're still having our lives, right? Mm-hmm. You have your life, whatever level of engagement that you're at with your friends, family, work, etc. And yet your soul, which is an ancient traveler, is continuing to lift and radiate this wake-up call to say, hey, this is the time to release your investment in all of that stuff. I could have another word, but that stuff that has kept you engaged, irritated, happy, sad, etc., and begin to bring your eyes, meaning your awareness, more fully on the divine, more fully on the emerging goddess, the emerging spirit, the beauty of what is. So that's what's going on for the souls are all going, let's wake up. Meanwhile, the body and the habits of our engagements are going, I'm feeling a little creaky. I haven't exercised those spiritual muscles right away recently.
Well, and this brings us to the tired or inspired.
It does.
Inertia or action, because that is also playing in really strongly right now. Because I think even people that have been on the path a long time are now saying, oh, I just give up. It's been I've tried too many times. It hasn't done this, blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing. And you've got to look at that in your own life, guys. You got to keep moving forward right now. You really have steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust.
So let me just spring these on you real quick. So what's happening now, in many people have had quote unquote ascension symptoms for many years. What's happening now is the intensity and the source and the location. So headaches have taken on a new quality.
Think about it. There's that where there it is, right?
Hot and cold flashes, trouble regulating temperature, irritability, and those kind of things, as if you were hormonal.
And they've been out there for years. These have been there. Might be revisiting.
You're revisiting them.
Right now.
And think about it for a second. Wait a minute. I'm not where I was 5 years ago. Yet some of these symptoms have a familiarity because they're at a whole new level. One of the things that's been showing up for people also is kind of this free-floating tension.
Like just an anxiety?
It can show up as a Charlie horse energy. It can show up in your jaw. It can show up in other areas of the body. You know, what are you carrying? Are you trying to hold yourself down? Because, you know, instinctively, the body is tied to the ego, which identifies with density.
Right.
The soul identifies with your ascended beingness, right? That's what it is. And so the body is going to instinctively want to hold you back until you bring the loving presence of your divine consciousness to the body, breathe and be with it, and begin to expand the sacred union of consciousness with form.
Yeah.
This isn't about bringing spirit into form. That's already happened. Consciousness. And so these symptoms are all there, and they are happening. And if you would like to chat about it, give us a ring.
Quite a few people waiting, but I wanted to share one thing that if anyone tells you that you're not going to go through anything like this, then they have not been through it themselves. And I'm sharing that with all seriousness, because what I can share with you is that as my vibrational rate has shifted and shifted and shifted and shifted, my physical body has shifted and shifted and shifted and shifted. And there will always be an acclimation. And this is why what I have discovered and I've been sharing and will be working with our first Cosmic Origins group in September when they're here about, is that within us all, within the science of the yoga of self-ascension, which is the science of remembrance, it is the science of remembering your divine nature, of being able to literally live your ascended presence with a body of form. It's what many people think is going to happen when they leave. You actually don't have to leave to do this. You don't have to wait to do this. You can do this right now. And so as that is happening, as you are coming into the yoga of self-ascension, as the body starts harmonizing, as Sri was just talking about, as that sacred union, right? It's that real harmonization.
Yeah.
You discover that the vibrational pulses that go through your spine are so rarefied that the bones don't know what to do with it. And so they begin to creak. They begin to move. My bones literally move differently. And the blessing is that there is not one day, and I don't even consciously call it in, when suddenly I'm back here in a yoga posture and have begun a series of yoga postures that are the most yummy delight for my body that I have ever done. Some of them, I doubt they have a name. They are what my spirit calls yoga. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is that the yoga of self-ascension is as unique as you are. And all yoga is a blessing. Because remember that at the core of the postures of yoga was a guru who was in pain, who was paying attention and called forward the sequence, because that is, yoga is the way through, and it's as unique as you are. You begin by learn the postures that another guru called forward, get your body acclimated, learn how to do it. And then as you become the master of the yoga within you, go further and invite all that are with you to go into the yoga of their own presence. This is the next step. And so I just want to share, as we get into the physical symptoms, that I am going through a lot of symptoms right now. And this is why Sri and I waited to put out the actual video on this. And this is why we're previewing it here tonight. And what we will share with you is that not only is it a reboot of symptoms you might have visited before, it's symptoms that are phenomenally different. And so, Sri, let's jump over. We're going to go to BBS. We've got, I believe, on line two, Joanne from Canada. Namaste. Welcome, sweetheart.
Namaste, Sri and Gira. It's Joanne calling from Calgary. I was just wondering if you can look at some ascension symptoms I've been having, especially just in front of my right ear. It's like the space just before the jaw, and it's been this weird pain that's been sitting there for a while, and it goes all the way and radiates out to behind my eye. It almost feels like my right eye is gonna pop.
Well, breathe first and foremost, and thank you for sharing. And I will share that I'm just going to actually loosen up my Lakshmi lotus seed, because I was noticing that there's a I'm going to let Sri take over in a second here, but the one thing I want you to pay attention, I'm actually going to give you a little infinite energy. Here we are. I want you to really just breathe for a moment and release and allow your throat to just really, there we are. Allow your throat to relax as you receive what Sri is going to share, because this is tied to a lot of different things.
Yeah, I could offer you a general feedback. But in your case, what's really being compelled is to give you a very specific exercise. There is a ray of energy that is emanating from that that place that you described the sensation, and it's heading out. This is an interdimensional connection. It is actually time for you to connect with it, bless it, and perhaps release it.
Learn what you need to learn, and then be not afraid to cut the tie.
And the way that I recommend you do this is you can, I'm kinesthetic. I like to bring my hands to places. You can do that if you choose, or just bring your attention to the spot. And as you breathe there, send the breath there and just fake it. If you're not sure what's there, you just say, okay, hello. Yeah, I feel you. I sense you, and be with it. And then ask, what is it you wish me to know? What is it I am to understand or know? And then be open. I am willing to listen. I'm willing to receive. And then here's a magic piece. I feel complete. And I ask now that you complete with me. It's that kind of thing. You can use different languaging, but it's...
Well, it's also about empowerment.
Yeah.
Right? It's very much about taking
you are responsible for your field. So on the one hand, there is a vibrational ascension frequency coming in that the body's responding to, but in your case, there's a very specific ray. And so I would invite you to tune in with it, to be with it, and then you just simply take a big breath and whoosh, release it.
And the other thing, my love, is to make sure that there is not even one part of your brain of form that is carrying fear or concern. Because if there is, then we would encourage you to go see a traditional allopathic physician and clear that doubt out of you. Mm-hmm. That's really important, because sometimes the symptom appears to help us clear remaining doubts. Sometimes we need a doctor to say there's nothing wrong for us to believe what's happening to us somewhere else. And so I just wanted to put that in there, because this is very much your ascension symptom. And this is very indicative of what's happening around a lot of people right now, is that they're having these very unique, specific symptoms, which you're having. Yet, the other reason the symptoms are there is always, it's the body's final yell. It's the body's final, are you going to trust me and let me do this? Or are you going to keep trying to, you know, do whatever? And so it will always hit us at the points where we might have fear or doubt. So you want to look at that simultaneously as well. And thank you so much for calling in, Angel. We love you dearly.
Send the breath there and give yourself a hug.
Uh-huh. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Oh, namaste. Thank you. Namaste. Many blessings. And Sri, let's jump over here to the Oneness Talk Radio call board. And let's go ahead. And we have, it looks like maybe Patricia with her hand raised in New Jersey. Namaste, New Jersey.
Hey, namaste. Thank you, Sri and Kara.
You're welcome.
Namaste. Can you hear me?
We can. You sound great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I'd like a mini reading. I feel very off balanced when I'm walking.
Okay. Well, first of all, breathe in. And the one gift is that in this moment, there is perfect balance just in our being together. And I heard before Sri shares the wisdom that is already bursting through him, I just heard for you to take in a breath of perfect balance and to feel it in your heart, to remember that when your ascended heart is flourishing, you are in perfect balance, and to just receive that as my beloved Sri shares more.
So what's happening for you, one of the ways of understanding it is that this energy of this time is affecting your cochlear area on the left inner ear. And this is not a big deal. It's a deal. and that's affecting your gait, your sense of balance. And I will say, as a side note, a lot of people are having really severe kind of vertigo type symptoms as well. Yeah. In your case, it's a gentler thing. And so perhaps the message for you to take home is, am I ready to accept a new harmony? Am I ready to accept a new balance in my life overall? Or is there something I'm afraid to claim or release? I'm leaving it general, because this is a little bit of a journaling assignment, you know, because self-discovery is the best form of empowerment.
It really is. And the other thing that Archangel Zadkiel, who's been here with you the whole time, has been saying is, pay attention to what you feel when you notice you are off balance, because that aspect of your third dimensional self is exactly the pirate that's trying to stop your growth.
Right.
You are right at the moment of takeoff, and it's using every means possible. And so Zadkiel is saying, and it's funny, I'm feeling it really in your second and third chakra. And Zadkiel is just saying that when you notice you're off balance, immediately notice what you're noticing.
Yes.
And that will take you into the next level of your divine presence. And so how beautiful that you're being served this way. Thank you, my love. I'm so grateful we could get you on the show today. Namaste, Angel.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Wow. And you know, Sri, how did this happen?
Well,
that the show is almost over.
I want to
how
offer
is that
a minute.
Even possible? Please do. That's why I'm bringing it up.
So one thing to keep in mind, no matter what's going on, is to use it as a springboard to greater discernment, greater perception, and greater surrender. And this is the particular message. Oftentimes, the sensations in the body have to do with a little bit of resistance. That the body is a habit.
Yes.
Our ego loves patterns and habits, and we're being invited into flow. We're being invited into expansion, which means the psychic boundaries are being dissolved a little bit. And so breath, water, surrender, thy will be done. My life is yours.
And tribe. Be there this Saturday, August 1. It is a profound moment. And be there August 8 with us on WWA Global. We love you dearly. There is a lot happening and you are ready to soar. Your soul mirror is saying, I love you. And we honor you. Namaste, beloveds.
Namaste.
See you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.